Well, when I retired to a senior campus in my upper 50s, and I've been here ever since for the last 12 years, and of course there's HOA and things like that, and I'm talking through a node right now, but yeah, I've got a few little things I can maybe get away with on the drawing board that I'll probably have up most likely next year. I'll probably have all the pieces by the end of this year, get it all, you know, scratched, put together, and then stick it out on my balcony. And my balcony is like 85 feet up in the air, and then I can probably jack it up another 5 feet above the ground level of that. Get close to 90 with a vista looking out towards the south over to the west. So I can hit a lot of Detroit repeaters for sure. But, I just got an amateur license thanks to some of the former people like Professor Don, who passed away a couple years ago, things like that. They kind of convinced me. Sean kind of convinced me. But as far as a full, you know, HF, VHF setup, no, I just basically went into an extension of what I used in UHF. I've been on UHF since 78, it was. Now I'm losing my memory. Yeah, 78, I got my first GMRS license, and been using that and other UHF frequencies in a commercial application ever since. And, I mean, I'm glad I got my ham ticket, and, you know, I finally did it. It took me 50-plus years to do it, but, yeah, I did it, and I did it when I mean, Professor Don passed away, but I promised him I'd do it, and I did it.